VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. Tensions between Israel and Hezbollah increased sharply in recent days after an Israeli airstrike on Beirut killed a senior Hezbollah official as well as dozens of others. On Sunday, Hezbollah fired more than 150 rockets at Israel, damaging homes in northern Israel and sparking fires. Israel continued to fire barrages of rockets at Lebanon. Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
The Hezbollah rockets on Sunday reached deeper into Israel than at any time since the war between Israel and Hamas began almost a year ago. Israeli analysts say that Hezbollah has suffered a severe blow in the past week, starting when thousands of pagers exploded in a complex operation attributed to Israel. Sarit Zahavi is an expert on Lebanon from the Alma Center.
It's really difficult to have an organizational conduct of an army, and this is what is Hezbollah, when you don't have how to communicate, and 3,000 of your commanders or military operatives basically cannot function.
Israel remains on high alert for further Hezbollah attacks. Schools in northern Israel will remain closed, and hospitals continue to operate underground. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has visited the U.S. state of Pennsylvania ammunition factory that is producing one of the most critically needed munitions for his country's fight to fend off Russian ground forces. His visit to the Scranton Army ammunition plant on Sunday took place under extraordinarily tight security. Zelensky's visit kicked off a busy week in the United States. He will speak at the UN General Assembly annual gathering in New York on Tuesday and Wednesday, and then travel to Washington for talks on Thursday with President Joe Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris. This is VOA News. German Chancellor Olaf Scholz's Social Democrats have won an election in the eastern German state of Brandenburg. They gained a narrow edge over a growing far-right party. The vote on Sunday took place 3 weeks after the far-right made gains in two other states in eastern Germany. The far-right party has gained support amid a growing backlash to large-scale migration to Germany over the past decade and recent extremist attacks. A gas explosion in a coal mine in Iran's South Khorasan province killed at least 51 people and injured 20, Iran state media said on Sunday. Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones reports.
It was a methane explosion, according to Iran's state media, and took place in two blocks of a mine run by the Madanju company. State TV reported that there were 69 workers in the blocks at the time of the explosion. President Masoud Pezeshkian expressed condolences to the victims' families, saying the government would learn lessons from the incident.
Reuters correspondent Fiona Jones. U.S. congressional leaders on Sunday announced a spending agreement to keep the government funded until mid-December. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Time was running out, with a new budget year starting October 1st and no deal in Congress on how to fund government agencies. House Speaker Mike Johnson told lawmakers in a letter, this compromise budget package will be very narrow, bare bones, and it includes only funding extensions that are absolutely necessary. Johnson, who had unsuccessfully tried to link a stopgap funding bill with a proof of citizenship requirement at polling places, was under pressure to avert a government shutdown with less than 40 days to go before the presidential election. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Sri Lanka's election commission announced on Sunday Marxist lawmaker Anura Kumara Dissanayake has won Sri Lanka's presidential election as voters rejected the old political guard that has been widely accused of pushing the nation toward economic ruin. Dissanayake is popular with youth because of his pro-working-class politics and criticism of political elite. The election was crucial as the country seeks to recover from the worst economic crisis in its history and political upheaval. The 55-year-old Dissanayake had said he would renegotiate the IMF bailout deal to make austerity measures more bearable for ordinary Sri Lankans. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.